Well, I would say Happy New Year.
很高兴能在这里跟大家说新年快乐。
It is amazing to me that we're standing here at just a few hours away from stepping through the door for a brand new year.
想想我们很快就要辞旧迎新，再过几个小时就是新的一年了。
However, as we look back on this year, we can say thank God for every blessing that He has given.
那回顾过去的这一年，我们能够从心里发出真的是感谢神对我们的祝福。
Can you say with me in English we say God is good, and then the response is God is good all the time. Could we do that in English?
我们来试试啊，我用英文说那个神是好的，然后你们用英文回答说神一直都是好的。
God is good.
God is good all the time.
All right, what about Chinese?
那我们用英文来试一次。You want to say God is good in Chinese?
Yes, yes, please.
You're going to say it?
No, you're going to say it.
神是美善的。
Can we do that in Cantonese?
No, I can't do that.
Oh, you can't do that? Okay, can you do it in Taiwanese?
那就请大家能说广东话的或者能说台语的一起来说神是美善的好不好？一起。
One thing is for sure, God is good in any language, isn't he?
真的是不管是用什么样的语言，我们都可以肯定的说神是美善的。
And as this morning I come to you this morning with a little bit of nervousness, I am a little bit afraid because I've got on my mind to talk to you about three or four different things.
我今天早晨其实是有一点点紧张的，因为我心里想大概想讲大概有三四件事情。
First of all, I cannot get away from the theme of the new year. It's time to preach a new year's message.
当然了，因为今天是差不多是除夕，所以我必须要讲这个关于新年的一个信息。
At the same time, I feel somewhat urged of the Lord to give at least a portion of my testimony.
但是我又感到说神让我要花一点时间要讲我个人的见证。
And I am supposed to share with you my plans or my wife and I's plans for the coming months.
然后我还要跟大家分享一下就是下个月我跟我太太的一些计划。
I just saw one of my wife and I's goddaughters and our godson-in-law and our godchildren come in.
那我刚好前不久我的一个教女就是我是她的教父这样子，然后她全家她的先生还有她的孩子都来。
Hold up your hand, Kevin, so everybody see.
啊，他们刚刚进来，那个举手让大家看一下，好不好
？This is our extended family from Cincinnati.
他们是从辛辛那提来的。
Now, Kevin originally comes from Hong Kong, China, that area, and Tammy comes from Taiwan.
那我的这个我的这个教女她是从香港来的，然后她先生是从台湾来。
But Sarah and Caleb and Jacob were made in America.
那他们三个孩子都是生在美国的。
And so I am very proud to have them with us this holiday season.
所以他们这个时候能来看我，我感到很兴奋，很高兴。
So I need to tell you just a little bit about, just pardon an old man for rambling just a little bit, but I want to tell you just a quick story.
希望你们能够忍耐我哈，我这个老头子喜欢说话，那我要给你们讲一个故事。
Some years ago, when my wife and I and family left Taiwan, we ended up in Cincinnati at God's Bible College.
那几年以前，我跟太太离开台湾的时候，就直接去了辛辛那提，那里边有一个神学院。
And they said to me, Dr. Wingham, since you have been involved with international students, we want you to be the international student advisor for God's Bible College.
所以那在那的时候，他们就跟我讲说，既然你有这个跟国际学生就是交流的经验，那我们就想请你来专门负责这个国际学生的事务。
So one Thanksgiving season, when all of the school was closed down and there was just a handful of international students.My wife invited five of these international students to come to our house for Thanksgiving.
那有一年感恩节的时候，学校也关门了，几乎没有什么人，只剩下几个这些外国学生。那我太太就请了大概一共有五个这样的外国学生到我们家里来。
And after the Thanksgiving dinner, we were sitting around in a circle.
那感恩节吃过饭以后呢，我们就坐在一起。
And in that circle, just for the fun of it, I didn't realize that I would be taken seriously, but just for the fun of it, I began to tell these ladies a little bit of prophecy.
那个时候大家坐在一起聊天，我就开始想，就给大家讲这个关于这个神的这个预言，圣经上的。
Not realizing that the girls were taking it seriously, I said, Rola will be married first.
哦，我这个预言不是圣经上的预言，我这个就是自己，就好像是讲好玩，我会就点出他们来说，说谁谁谁会要先结婚，但是我是开玩笑的，但是他们都当真了。
And Ivy will be married second.
然后这个第二个又是谁要结婚了。
And so it went.
然后就这样一个一个说下去。
I forgot all about that particular time, and a few months later, my phone rang one day, and it was Rola.
那我自己很快就忘了这件事，可是几个月之后呢，就是这个 Rola 就给我打电话了。
And she said to me, Dr. Wingham, do you remember what you said? And I said, I don't remember.
然后他就在电话上跟我说，这个温博士，你知道你还记得你说的话吗？我一点都不记得了。
She said, you said I would get married first, and Peter has asked me to marry him. My father cannot come from Taiwan. Will you come to the Chinese church and be my father at my wedding?
那他就跟我说，你说的我会先结婚，那现在这个 Peter 向我求婚了，我们要结婚，可是我爸爸呢，没办法从台湾过来，那你能不能就代替他做我的父亲，就是在婚礼上。
And so it happened. I became a godfather.
所以我就是这样成了他的教父。
A couple of months later, Ivy called me and she said, Dr. Wingham, do you remember what you said?
然后又过了几个月呢，这个 Ivy 又给我打电话说，你记得你说过的话吗？
She said, will you come to the Chinese church and be my father at my wedding?
她就说，我要结婚了，你能不能在婚礼上做我的父亲？
And so then my phone rang from Taiwan and another former student asked me if I would come to Taiwan to be her godfather at her wedding.
那后来呢，就又有我的另外一个学生从台湾打电话来，也请我到台湾去，在他的婚礼上做他的教父。
And then sometime later, Tammy asked me, "Grandpa, would you come and be my father?"
那后来又过了一段时间，这个 Tammy 就也来问我说，愿不愿意来做他的教父。
So. At the Chinese church in Cincinnati, for a while, the pastor called me the father giver.
那在这个就新西兰籍的中国教会，那个牧师有时候就一直就称我为代理父亲。
But this family is very much involved in the Chinese church in Cincinnati. Kevin has done a lot of translation work from Cantonese to Mandarin, from Mandarin to Cantonese, and. Whatever, and now he's involved in the children's ministry in the Chinese church in Cincinnati.
那这个家庭在辛辛那提的教会一直都很活跃，他们把广东话翻译成普通话，普通话翻译成广东话，然后还在这个孩子的这个事工当中参与。
I didn't get all of my facts exactly straight, but the Chinese church on Compton Road is about this size of a building, but it got too many people for the building, so. They started a daughter church in just north in Cincinnati.
那这个我可能会记有点不太对，但是辛辛那提的那个教会，它的教堂跟我们这个大小差不多，但是人很多，所以后来他们就分出一个另外一个教会在南部。
And the daughter church has become much larger than the mother church.
然后这个分出来的这个小子教会，就后来就变得比这个原来的母会还大。
So this morning in Cincinnati, there are several hundred Oriental people gathering together to worship in Jesus' name.
所以此时此刻在辛辛那提的那两个教会也有好几百人在一起聚会来敬拜我们的神。
So we can give God thanks for all of this.
我们也可以为此来感谢神。
This morning I wanted to tell you just a little bit about my testimony, but I want to tell you a small, short fable first.
那我先要在讲我自己的见证之前，我要先给大家讲一个小的预言。
Preaching in chapel at Shunda Christian College just a few weeks ago, I forgot to tell the students that this was a fable, and they thought I was telling a true story.
那我几个星期以前我在另一个地方讲这个故事的时候，我忘了跟他们说这是一个故事，结果他们都以为是真事儿。
And just as I ended this fable, they spoke out at me, which was very uncharacteristic in chapel, but they said, "Is that true?"
那所以当我故事结束的时候，他们就在底下就开始就很惊讶，就问这难道是真的吗？
I said it's not true in the physical sense, but it illustrates very clearly what happened in a spiritual sense.
那我就跟他们讲，这个故事虽然没有实际发生，但是它描述的那种属灵的光景却实实在在存在的。
There was a baby boy that was born.
那曾经有一个小男孩出生。
But he wasn't perfect. In fact, he was very deformed.
但是他并没有，不是一个健康的孩子，他是有残疾的。
In fact, he was so deformed that his parents couldn't even hardly stand to look at him. They just kind of tolerated him.
那他这个残疾非常的严重，以至于他的父母亲都就是不忍或者不愿意去看他，只不过就是说忍耐着。
When he went to school, the other school children made fun of him because of his deformity.
那等他去上学的时候呢，那其他的孩子就嘲笑他，就是因为他这个外表上的残疾。
So when he became a man, he decided he needed to go to another town because everybody in his hometown rejected him.
那后来等他长大成人以后，他就决定要离开他的家乡，因为他家乡的人都不接纳他。
And on the way to the other town, he came across a small shop, and in the shop he found a mask that he could put on that would make him look normal.
那在这个离开家的路上呢，他遇到了有一个店，然后在店里看到一个这个面具，这个面具戴上以后，他就能看上去跟普通人一样了。
So when he arrived in the next town, the people didn't know he was wearing a mask, and so they accepted him, and he became part of the community.
那所以他戴着这个面具去到了另外一个地方，这个地方的人不知道他实际上是什么样子，就认为他很正常，所以就把他接纳进来。
He even fell in love, and he was going to get married.
而且他甚至还爱上了一个女孩子，然后他们两个要结婚了。
But just before his wedding, a woman from his old hometown showed up in the town.And demanded that he take off his mask so the people could see how he really was.
那就在他婚礼前夕呢，有一个原本从他家乡来的一个女人，到了这个新的这个地方，然后就认出他来，就要求他把面具摘下来，让大家看到他的真实面目。
Of course, he didn't want to take it off, but he had to. But when he took it off.The people were amazed. He looked normal. He was entirely normal.
那他虽然很不情愿，但是没有办法，所以只好把面具摘下来。但是很令人惊讶的是，当他摘下来的时候，大家看见他跟普通人没有什么两样，并没有那个残疾的样子了。
So as it was in my life when I came into the world, I was dedicated to Jesus. My parents took me to church very early and.The preacher prayed and dedicated me to God.
我的生命也是这样。我一生下来很小的时候，我父母就把我带到教会里，然后有那个就是我们讲的那个婴儿奉献礼，就把我奉献给神，然后这个牧师也为我祝福。
My parents were Christians, and they took us to church several times every week.
那我父母亲都是基督徒，我们每个星期都会去好几次教会。
And yet when I became old enough to think for myself, I began to be attracted to those temptations of the world. And soon as a young man, I was addicted to smoking and drinking and other bad habits.
那我长大了以后，我就心里就开始这个世界上的有些东西就开始很吸引我。然后慢慢的到了一个程度，这个我就有一些染上了一些坏习惯，抽烟喝酒。
I would throw my cigarettes away because I knew they were bad for me.
那有的时候我想戒烟，我知道对我不好。
But I would always go back.
可是没有办法戒成，总是最后又抽回来。
I would say I'm not going to ever take another drink of alcohol, but just as soon as the bad feelings went away, I was there again partaking of that terrible habit.
那我有时候也自己心里发誓说我再也不喝酒了，一口也不喝了。可是当那个就是说那个懊悔的心过去以后，然后我又回到那个地方又开始。
But one day, I had some time off from the army and I was home and they enticed me to go to church.
那有一天我是从这个部队休假回来在家里的时候他们就让我一起去教会。
January the 8th, 1968.
那个是1968年的1月8号。
The pastor gave an altar call that Sunday night and eventually I went to the front of the church and the people prayed with me.
那个晚上牧师有一个呼召然后就在那天我就也到了台前然后就有很多人为我祷告。
I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away and all things became new.
从那一刻开始，我就成了在耶稣基督里新造的人，旧的已过，一切都是新的了。
And what I was too weak to do in my own self, Jesus gave me the strength to do in the fact that I had put on Jesus Christ, I had taken him on as a garment because he had come on the inside and now he was manifested in every way.
那当我软弱，当我做不成一些事情的时候，耶稣来替我做，我就好像这个圣经上讲的穿戴了耶稣，他住在我的里面，然后外面就有他的彰显。
And when the urge for cigarettes came, I said simply this, that Jesus forgave me of all of that last night.
那当这个有这个吸烟的这个瘾上来的时候，我就跟神说，耶稣啊，你帮助我，你赦免我。
Not so long ago, I was in the VA hospital and the doctor said, the question here was, have you ever drank alcohol? And the answer is yes. Is your health problems because you drank alcohol? He said.
那个就在没多久之前，我在这个退伍兵军人的这个医院里看病的时候，医生问我说：“你这个填的这个问卷表示说你是不是曾经喝酒？”
I said,
我填的是是的。
I said, Doctor, you misunderstood. The question was, the nurse only asked me if I had ever drank, and I said, yes, I had. But I said, I got saved on January the 8th, 1968, and I haven't taken a drink of alcohol since that time.
那医生说，那因为你喝酒，所以你这个健康问题可能是这个引起的。我就跟他讲说，不是的，这个问题只是说你是否曾经喝酒。那我是曾经喝过酒，但是从1968年开始，那个1月8号以后，我就再也没有喝过了。
And this is not a fable. This is the truth.
我这个讲的可不是故事和寓言，这个是真事。
But like in the fable, when the man put on the mask and it made him normal.Now I've put on Jesus Christ, and Christ has made me the man that I should be all along.
那就好像那个预言里那个人，他戴上面具以后，这个面具使得他变成正常了。我是这个接受了耶稣，穿戴了他以后，耶稣让我变成一个正常的人。
And you know, ever since that day, ever since that time, I've wanted to share with other people the message of the gospel of forgiveness of sins.
那自从那一天那一刻开始，我就一直想跟人分享这个神的信息，这个赦免的信息。
And what we are too weak to do in our own strength and in our own desires, Christ will come and enable us and give us the help that we need.
当我们自己的愿望、自己的能力软弱，不能让我们做某些事情的时候，耶稣可以来在我们的里面给我们能力，让我们可以做出来。
So here it is that now.My wife and I were missionaries over 17 years with HIM, with Florida Evangelistic Association in Hope Sound.
那在过去的17年，我和我太太一直都是在这个 Hope Sound 的这个 HIM 的这个机构里做宣教士。
And because of our children's age and their educational needs, we had to stop being missionaries and teach in Bible colleges here in the States.
那后来因为我们的年纪大了，然后孩子也有这个上学的需要，所以我们变成在这个 Hope Sound 这个地方教书。
And it's always just seemed like as we wanted to go back to somewhere in the international work, but for Jesus, but there's always something that came up to hinder.
那我们心里仍然是非常想要能到一个地方跟那些外国学生交流，然后给他们传福音，但是总有一些事情阻碍，不能够做成。
And now that we're retired and Our strength is failing, and the outward man is going down and down and down, but yet the spirit is still willing and strong.
那虽然我们现在老了、退休了，好像这个身体也一天不如一天了，但是我们心里的那个愿望并没有因此而减少。
So the church in Kaohsiung in southern Taiwan is changing pastors, and they want some help during this transitional time between those that have been pastoring the church and the new pastor that's coming.
那这个在台湾高雄的这个教会呢，这段时间正好是换牧师，就是这个老的牧师退休，新的牧师来，在这一个交替的过程中，他们需要有人来有一些帮助。
So Grandma and I have been privileged to consider this opportunity, and we've committed to go for 4 months. We're leaving on January the 18th, and plan to return somewhere around the end of May.
那 我跟我太太很荣幸的就接受了这个工作，我们计划下个月 就去，然后在那里待四个月，大概五月份的时候回来。
This is an answer to prayer for us in more than one way.
所以我在这里也希望大家为我们祷告。
It's a real privilege to be able to go back and to be able to do this kind of ministry this late in our life.
那我们很荣幸说在我们这个年纪仍然有机会能够回到那里去，然后做这样的工作和服事。
But I was there for several weeks at this church in 2013, and it was at that time that I began to pray that God would send them a Chinese pastor for the church.
那大概在2013年的时候，我曾经去过那个教会几个星期，在那个时候我就开始为他们祷告，希望他们能有一个新的牧师。
The church is about 30 years old since it was founded, but it's been pastored by missionaries all of those years.
那这个教会就是成立已经大概有三十多年，但是在这三十年以来，这个牧师一直都是外面来的宣教士在做。
But now it looks like a real possibility that they're going to make a change and there's going to become a Chinese pastor, but he wants a little help in the meantime.
那现在看来，他们真的是有一个机会能有一个就是本地的这个牧师来牧养他们。那但是在这个时候，他们需要一些帮助。
So I would ask you to pray for us. If you put us on your prayer list and mention our names day by day, I'm sure it will make a lot of difference in our ministry.
那所以我希望大家能够为我们祷告。如果你把我们的名字放在你的祷告事项上，然后提起我们的名字来，我相信神会做出不同的工作。
When my wife and I were first missionaries way back many years ago, God came and God helped us in an unusual way, and we wondered why God was so good to us and had blessed our ministry in such a way.
那很多年前，当我跟太太在第一次刚刚做宣教士的时候，经历过一些事情。那个时候，我们就觉得很奇妙，神为什么对我们这么的好？
But then, when we came back from the field and we met people in the churches, and they would shake our hands and say, "We want you to know that we've been praying for you every day."
那后来，等我们回到这个教会里，然后遇到一些人，他们跟我们问候的时候，跟我们握手，就会说，我希望你知道，说我每天都在为你们祷告。
So I said, "Now I know why God came and helped and blessed us so greatly."
现在，所以现在我明白为什么当我们在这个宣教工厂上的时候，神那么样的祝福我们。
Not because of us.
不是因为我们能干。
But because people were praying for us.
而是因为那些为我们祷告的人。
And it made all the difference in the world.
是他们的祷告使得一切有所不同。
And this morning I would like to change gears just a little bit and talk about a little bit of a New Year's message.
那我现在要转过头来再讲一讲关于新年的信息。
You see, in the Old Testament, we find these words from Caleb in the Old Testament.
如果你打开旧约的话，你可以找到就是这个加勒他说过一些话。
He said, "Give me this mountain."
他说求你将耶和华那儿应许我的这山地给我。
And now, as we're ready to step through the door for a new year, I hope there's a mountain that you want to possess in this coming year.
那当我们要进入新的一年的时候，我希望你也有一个目标，有一座山你要来征服。
You see, here is what had happened.
那你看这个圣经上是这样讲的。
45 years before this particular thought was uttered by Caleb, Moses had sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to bring back a report so they would know what the land that God had promised them was like.
那在加勒说这个话45年之前，摩西曾经派了12个探子到迦南地去打探，要知道那个地是怎么样的。
Moses told them, he said, "Bring back some fruit from the land of Canaan."
那摩西跟他们说，你们去到那里要带一些那个地方出产的。
So they brought back some pomegranates and some figs.
所以他们去了以后就带了一些石榴和无花果。
And they cut a stalk of grapes. Now, can you imagine grapes? I buy grapes. I can hold a lot of grapes in my hand.
那个还从那个地方捡了一串葡萄。但我们提到葡萄的时候，我们可以想象，很大，即便是很大的一串葡萄，你一只手也足够拿了。
But I can't imagine how big these grapes that they brought back must have been because they had to put them on a pole, and two men carried it, one on each end of the pole with the grapes in between
那你可以想象他们那摘回来那个葡萄有多大，得两个人，然后把这个葡萄穿在一个杆子上，两个人抬着才行。
As a land of milk and honey, and this is the fruit that is produced in the land that God has promised.
就是在这个神所应许他们的流奶与蜜的这个土地上出产的这个作物是这么的好。
Out of the 12 spies, only Joshua and Caleb said, God has given it to us. Let's go get it. Let's go take it. Let's go possess the land.
但是然而这个派出的12个探子里只有约书亚和加勒说我们可以征服那地，让我们一起去来得这个神所应许我们的地方。
But the other 10 spies said there's giants in the land. They're too big for us.
但是另外这十个探子都说不行，我们不能去，太可怕了，那个地方的人都是巨人。
In fact, they're so big, they make us look like grasshoppers.
他们看我们就像蚂蚱一样。
And the cities have got great big rock walls around them. We could never climb over those walls.
然后他们说那个地方的城墙又大又坚固，我们没有办法攻破的。
We can never take the land. It's too much for us, even though God has promised it to us. Now, we don't know, Moses, why you didn't leave us in Egypt. Why did you bring us out of Egypt now to die here in the wilderness?
那这十个人就说我们这个敌人又大又强，这个地我们根本就不可能得到的。我们不明白摩西，你为什么要带我们出埃及？我们没有办法得到这个神所应许之地。
And because of their doubts, God said, "Okay, everyone from 20 years old and older is going to die in the wilderness." As you wander around in the wilderness for 40 years before you go into the promised land.
那就是因为他们的不信，他们的这个缺少信心，神就发怒说，那这一代人从20岁以上的就都不得进入这个应许之地，他们要在这个旷野中这个流浪40年，直到这些人都死光了。
But because Joshua and Caleb were of a different mind and didn't have the doubts of the others, God said, I'm going to let these two men live. They're not going to perish.
那这里面只有约书亚和加勒，因为他们对神有信心，他们没有怀疑神的应许，所以神说他允许这两个人能够得以生存下来，然后进入这个应许之地。
And Moses, before he died, he gave instructions to those how the land was to be divided up and Now here it is 45 years later, and Caleb is saying, give me this mountain that God promised me when I went into Canaan the first time.
那摩西在生前在这个以色列人进入应许之地之前也跟他们讲了这个地要如何的分配。那所以在45年之后，当他们要去那里的时候，加勒说了这句话，说把这个神所应许我的这个山地给我。
We know from the Bible that Caleb was 85 years old at this time.
那我们从圣经上知道，在说这个话的时候，加勒已经85岁了。
And Caleb said, I'm just as strong now as I was 45 years ago.
但是他说我现在的力气一点不比45年前少。
I can't say that.
我可说不出这话来。
My physical body is not near as strong as it used to be.
那我的这个肉体已经远远不如年轻的时候强壮了。
But I tell you what is stronger today than it was 45 years ago. My inner man and my determination to follow Jesus is stronger now than it was then.
但是我想跟你说，什么变得更强壮？是我里面的那个人，我的跟随神的这个愿望和渴望比以前更加强烈，更加强壮。
So what are some of these mountains that maybe we ought to desire in the coming year?
所以你想没想过，在这个即将要到来的一年中，你将要征服什么样的山地？
Maybe there's a young man or young woman here that's been struggling with some kind of addiction or some kind of weakness in their life.
那我们当中也可能有一些年轻人正在这个跟自己的某些这个成瘾的东西在做斗争。
Like I was struggling with my sins, you're struggling with either those kind of sins or something else in your life that you just can't seem to have the strength to get over.
那可能就像我年轻的时候那样，你也是有这个挣扎，而且靠自己的力量胜不过这个罪。
Why don't you say with Caleb, "Give me this mountain"?
为什么你不像这个加勒一样学习说把这个山地给我
？And then begin to praise God that just like Caleb, he said, "Everywhere that your foot has walked around, that is going to be your possession. Claim the possession from God and." Get your mountain in 2018.
或你就像加勒那样，就是 你脚踏之地，你就向神求，就都是你的，然后就像迦勒一样，就是靠着神的力量来征服。
Or maybe there's someone here, you've been walking with the Lord, and God has helped you with all of those, given you victory over all of those sins, and now what mountain is it that you should see?
那也许你们当中有一些人已经跟随了神很多年，你的很多身上的这个罪和恶习已经克服了，神一直带领你。那么下新的一年里，你要面临的山地是什么呢？
8 years ago when I stood in my retirement party, they asked me, they said, Dr. Wingham, what are you going to do in retirement?
那八年以前他们给我办过一个这个退休的这个聚会，然后就有那个在那个聚会上就有人问我说，这个温博士，你退休了打算做什么呢？
I said, I want to learn to play the piano a little better.
那我就说我想退休了以后去学弹钢琴，弹得更好一些。
And I guarantee you, I feel rather silly carrying my music books, going into music hall with all of these young kids going to their teacher.
我告诉你，这个不是一个好受的感觉啊！我这么老的一个人，带着这个钢琴的这个东西去到那个音乐系去练琴，跟那些小孩子一起。
But my teacher says, "Don't feel silly." Said you're a good example to all these other people.
那他我的老师说，你不用这么想，你是他们的榜样。
I said, "Sure, don't feel that way."
我可自己不这么觉得。
But you know, that's a mountain I'm still climbing, taking a little step up here and there, day by day.
但是这个就是我所面临的一个山地，我一步一步的要征服它。
And I pray sometimes, God, would you give me this mountain?
那我也常常跟神祷告说，神啊，你能不能让我能够真的征服它？
And you know what else I said that day in answer to that question? I said, I also want to learn some more Chinese.
那我那天也跟这个问我这个话的人说，我还想再多学一些中文。
And that's a mountain. You, most of everybody here has studied another language. You know what a mountain that is.
那我们当中很多人学过外语的人都知道这是一个什么样的高山。
My 7-year-old daughter in Taiwan learned to speak conversational Chinese in about 3 months' time.
那我这个七岁的这个孙女在台湾的时候，她大概花了3个月的时间，大概就可以能够用中文交流。
I've been studying over 30 years, and I can't speak as much as she spoke in 3 months.
那我这30年来学的中文还不如她3个月学的好。
But you know what it is? It's just like the old proverb. It says that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
但是我们都知道这个俗话说千里之行始于足下。
And the Chinese say, don't worry about going slow, just worry about stopping.
那我们中国有一个说法叫做谁知道，就是反正就是你只要不停继续走，总会达到目标的。
And so I don't know about you, but I want to join with Caleb. And say, "Give me this mountain."
我不知道你怎么想，但是我想能像迦勒一样，可以跟神说，求你把这个山地赐给我。
One fellow suggested if you are still looking for New Year's resolutions, he said, "What about these?" He said.
那有一个人他曾经讲过，如果你还在想说要用什么做新年决心的话，我可以给你提个建议。
He said, "I resolve to be sweeter in the coming year."
那他说我决定在这个新的一年里更加的甜。
If you're like me and you tend to speak harshly from time to time, how about this asking God to give us this mountain of sweetness that we can be sweeter in the coming year?
那你好不好？如果你像我一样，可能有的时候会言语比较尖刻，你也求神能帮助你能够更温柔的讲话。
And he said, "What about this one? I resolve to wake up in the coming year."
那你也可以说，我新的一年的计划就是说我要醒过来。
I was just reading in the book of Proverbs where it says, "The man who is lazy sits in his house half asleep all day."
那我正好读到箴言里讲到说，这个懒人就是那个躺在床上说，让我再多躺一会儿吧。
But the man who does what he's supposed to do, he stays awake and he takes care of business and he goes about life as it should be.
那但是这个勤劳人就会把该做的事情做好，而不是只是说在那里休养。
Been sitting around a little depressed, have you?
你可能是不是觉得有点沮丧呢？
Depression brings a lot of sleep.
因为这个，当你在这个情绪低落的时候，你就会很想睡觉。
And I know sometimes it takes more than just saying I'm going to get up and do the right thing, but You know, there comes a time when we need to realize we need to get up and wake up and do the right thing.
有的时候我们就是说心里知道说该起来了该做点什么但是不愿意但是我们除了只是说心里想说要做什么事情的时候还要做更多的来使得这个事情能够真的实现。
And my time is almost gone, but I'll close with this.
那我的时间快到了我就要以这个为结尾。
How about resolving to dress up in the coming year?
那你好不好在新的一年里能够要穿得漂漂亮亮的
I read the story about a man who lived in a small poverty stricken community.
那我读过一个故事有一个人住在一个很穷的地方
He owned most of the land and the businesses in the little town and community.
那他其实呢是这个他住的这个地方有很多的产业是他自己的
But he began to sellHis property, and they began to build houses and businesses, and pretty soon the community was thriving.
那但是他把这些东西，他把他拥有的这些地卖了以后，然后大家就开始在那里建很多东西。
But this man still owned the country club and the golf course.
那很多地方不是在是他的，但是呢，有一个这个俱乐部什么的还是他的。
And one day they had hired a new security guard for the country club.
那有一次呢有一次这个俱乐部聘了一个新的这个警卫。
The owner of the country club had been doing some dirty work and he was just out walking around in his old work clothes.
那这个俱乐部的这个主人呢就正好在做一些这个体力活所以他穿着这个比较脏的这个工作服。
The security guard thought he was a homeless man just wandering around.
这个新来的警卫不认识他，就以为他是一个这个流浪汉，在那转来转去的。
And he wouldn't believe the man when the man said, "I'm the owner of this."
那所以当这个主人说我是这个俱乐部的这个拥有者的时候，他并不相信。
So he took him down to the police station to arrest him.
这个警卫甚至把他带到警察局要把他抓起来。
But in the police station, they knew who he was.
但是警察局的人认识他。
But the man wasn't dressed well enough to be considered the owner of the country club.
那这个俱乐部的主人，他因为穿着那个样子，所以这个警卫不相信他是就是他的穿着和他的地位相配。
So when I'm talking about resolving to dress up, I'm not necessarily talking about the clothes that we wear.
那所以当我说我们要好好的穿衣服的时候，并不只说我们外面穿的这个衣服是什么样子。
What about the jokes that we tell?
那我你有没有想过你开的那些玩笑
？What about the business that we do? Is it always honest?
想没想过你的那些就是那些幕后的交易，那些不诚实的地方
？Do people know that we are a Christian by the way that we do our business and the way that we speak?
那我们的所言所行能够让人看得出来我们是基督徒吗
？And so maybe someone would like to say, I resolve to.Make some corrections or dress up in the coming year.
那也许我们当中可以有些人这样立志说我明新的一年里我要这个衣着打扮和我的身份地位相称。
I just have one more thing I want to say.
那最后一点。
Now last Sunday we honored the pastoral staff here in the church, and my wife and I appreciate it very much.
那上个星期天我们教会有一个对这个牧会团的一个感谢的表示，我跟我的太太都很感激。
And last night, we honored the co-workers in the church.
那昨天我们在教会里有一个对同工的这个感谢。
And that was a nice meal and a nice time of fellowship.
我们就是有很好的团契。
But I think sometimes that we just take our interpreters and those that do the translating for granted. And I want to say a special thank you this morning for not only June, but all of those that do the translation. I want you to know...I appreciate it very, very much.
那我今天想在这里特别感谢那些翻译的同工，有很多这个姊妹们，就是一直在幕后做这样的工作。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我想问大家，如果你认识一个国家的大使，你认识他的话，感觉如何？可能我不知道，因为我不认识任何国家的大使哈。那我有一个感受哈，因为我儿子在大使馆工作， 只是一个小小的官，小官而已哈，公务官哈。那每一次呢，人家听到说儿子做什么，我说大使馆，哇，他们就有一点不一样的眼神或不一样的感受，是不是这样子？会不会？啊，所以表示说这个认识一个国家的大使或在大使馆工作，好像是一个很特别的事情。宣教士是什么的大使，你知道吗？宣教士是天国的大使。我们的教会接触了很多宣教士，我们要以此为荣。我们在这里有天国的大使在这里，是不是？好，我们以此为荣。那今天呢，刚才乌牧师说他要去台湾，那我们有份于他去台湾的这样的带导也好，各方面的支持也好，我们都觉得是以一个光荣，对不对？以此为荣，来扶持他们。那他要去的教会呢，是这里有两个年轻人就从那里来的，一个是来做客的，一个是 Daniel Lu 拉小提琴的，他们就是他们那个教会的两个年轻的孩子，一个已经在这里造就，一个呢是来拜访的，会不会来我不知道，以后等一下再介绍你们。所以这个整个连起来就成为神国度的一个大 picture， 大什么大图案，大图案。好，那么现在我要介绍给你一个很简单的，介绍给你一个我们教会本身的大使，我们从这里土产的大使。在十二月十号的时候呢，我上完我的课之后， Amanda 刚刚生了一个孩子，她妈妈今天刚好不能来，那个常淑华姐妹交给我四页的她的见证。她从信主2011年到现在，然后她写出，她说我是一个不会说话的人，但是我觉得到今年我如果不把神的恩典讲出来，我实在是很亏欠。所以她写了四页，那我就问他说我可以帮你念出来吗，他说好，重点念就好。那我现在要把这封信的重点念给大家分享。他刚好今天不能来，因为他在帮女儿刚刚生孩子，我们也感谢神。好，首先他告这样子介绍我们自己，他介绍他自己，他说我出生在一个工人的阶级家庭，所以呢我需要帮家里很多的家务事，很小的时候就这样了哈，然后我还要照顾我的弟弟。我从小就跟外面隔离，跟外面没有什么联系，养成性格内向，不爱说话，生活中有很多的困难，没有人分担，没有人了解，无助的时候呢，到了低谷，在我没有办法自拔的时候，我几乎都快要觉得不想活了。但是感谢神，就在这样的一个情况里面，神救了我，把我从那个困境中救出来。我2011年来到美国，女儿带我到教会来，到教会来认识了神，而且有姐妹们不断地到我家里面来探望，传福音给我，使我领悟了救恩的道理，给了我精神的粮食，认识耶和华神是独一的真神，他不但赐福给我，更是创造天地万物的主宰，他的大能又慈爱赐给我们生活必须的阳光雨露。他这封信一开始，他之所以要写这封信，是因为一大早起来太阳出来照他的身上，他说暖洋洋的，使他想要写这封信。那后面这里就跟那个感受有关系，他说我们的神是光，他照亮了我的心，他的慈爱就这样在我的心里面使我很温暖。我就像这个太阳照亮了大地，我蒙圣灵的光照也照亮了我的心，我的心里面非常的丰满，未有过的温暖，我有说不出来的喜乐和感恩。2014年我受洗了，耶稣的宝血洗净了我心中多年的困苦，感谢主耶稣基督为我钉十字架，流宝血洗净了我的罪，我真是个罪人，需要主来救我。跳一下哈，好。以前我不会笑，现在会笑了。上帝的恩典数不尽。我的右眼曾经因为出血，起初看不清东西。感谢教会姐妹们来为我祷告， 把我的右眼也交给主，然后我重见光明，感谢上帝蒙他的恩典，现在眼睛已经明亮了。主说过，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。这是哥林多后书十二章第九节。感谢主，让我软弱的时候，他给我刚强的力量和恩典。现在日常生活中，如果心里有话，我就跟主说，很感动哈，这句话，我就跟主说，我这一生经历不少的苦难，但我知道人是蒙福的人，基督耶稣在我的身边，我必得满足，得到从主而来的平安喜乐。主给我的太大了，给我安慰，我常常跪在主前泪如雨下，失声痛哭，不是感伤的泪，是感恩的泪。今后我要常常感恩，要多做容神益人的事情。我有生以来很胆小，生活环境中不爱讲话，可是一讲到神的大能的时候，我就可以滔滔不绝地讲。在人的面前，我不晓得该怎么去传达我心里面的这个对神的感恩，所以我常常带着教会给我的小册子拿到公车站旁商场，把它塞在人家的手里面，让他们自己去看。我已经受益，我希望他们也能够受益。我相信耶稣基督是人类唯一的救主，是道路、真理、生命，只有借着他，我们才能回到主耶稣那里去，认识真理，得着永生。2017年12月10号常淑华自己写的。好，那么现在呢，好不好，我们在一月有一个布道会，好不好，我们都成为天国的大使。好，我们有牧师要到台湾去，好，然后呢，我们在这里代表这个教会，我们也成为天国的大使，把这个消息从你的手里面，从你的口里面传递出去。好，我们感谢神，好，我们很光荣，大家都可以成为